ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti formativi.
Corso di Decentralized Cooperation, professoressa Valmorbida, anno accademico 2009-2010.
So we start with this lesson, a second part of the course linked to the European dimension and the role of the European Union institution in decentralized cooperation. Indeed, the European Union construction was made possible through the signature of the different treaties, but in these last years, the role of civil society and the local authorities acquired an always more and more important role. The local authorities, indeed, and civil society groups are therefore considered real. So we start with this lesson, a second part of the course linked to the Europe, with all the parts of Europe and very close linked to the European citizens. The European laws and programs gave the local authorities and NGOs the possibility to obtain and manage direct funds, and it gave them a great deal of autonomy. One of the experiences here presented at first instance is the experience of the Committee of the Regions. The Committee of the Region, or shortly said CORE, is the political assembly that provides the regional and local levels with a voice in the EU policy development and EU legislation. The treaty is linked to the Europe with all the parts of Europe and very close linked to the European citizens, the area that affect the regional or local level. The CORE is therefore a consultative body related to all the issues regarding local government in the European Union decision. It has 344 members from the 27 member states. The Committee of the Region is not a grain maker, as the Commission, European Commission is, but it represents a partner of the European Union institutions influencing the legislation and organization of the EU. How are the local authorities appointed in the Committee of the Region? Well, for instance, the Italian delegation is composed of 24 members and equal alternates. The delegation is composed by Conference State Region, Association of Municipalities and Union of Provinces. The balance is ensured by the nomination and the decision is made by the Minister for Regional Affairs. The Committee of the Region is acting through the work of the Commission, and one of them, for instance, is the Commission for Citizenship, Governance, Institutional and External Affairs. There are also political groups which are gathering different representation of representative of the Committee of the Regions. It led in particular this year the multi-level governance process in the perspective of Europe 2020. With the start of a new cycle of governments in the European Union, the Committee of the Regions has proposed a political project to build Europe in partnership through the White Paper on Multi-Level Governance. In addition to this, the Committee has launched a public consultation to sound out authorities, associations and other stakeholders on how best to promote multi-level governance in Europe. In particular, in these last weeks, it has been launched the process on macro-regions, which will involve several countries on thematic and geographic level, and I am particularly involved in the macro-region at the Danubian level, where we raised in several occasions the importance of local governance and citizens' participation even in the macro-region processes.
Radio Didattica. Contenitore multimediale di approfondimenti formativi.
Stai ascoltando i podcast di Radio Bue, la web radio degli studenti dell'Università di Padova, www.radiobue.it.